Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, August 24th. We are in Ephesians today talking about the engrafting of the Gentiles. And today I'm going to switch it up a little bit. We're going to read from the New American Standard Version. As I read, I want you to think about this question. What is our identity in Christ? The title in my Bible says, Made Alive in Christ. And you were dead in your trespasses and sin, in which you formerly walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air and the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience. Among them, we too all formerly lived in the lust of our flesh, indulging the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest. But God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the ages to come he might show the surpassing riches of his grace and kindness toward us in Jesus Christ. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not as a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God has prepared beforehand, so that we would walk in them. Therefore, remember that formerly you, the Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by the so-called circumcision, which is performed in the flesh by human hands, remember that you were at that time separate from Christ, excluded from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who were formerly far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who made both groups into one and broke down the barrier of the dividing wall by abolishing in his flesh the enmity, which is the law of commands contained in ordinances, so that in himself he might make the two into one new man, thus establishing peace, and might reconcile them both in one body to God through the cross, by it having put to death the enmity. And he came and preached peace to you who were far away, and peace to those who were near. For through him we both have our access in one spirit to the Father. So then, you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints, and are of God's household, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole building being fitted together is growing into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together into a dwelling of God in the Spirit. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. This passage reminds us much about what it is to have our identity in Christ. In verse 5, it says, we are alive in Christ. We were dead in our trespasses, but we're made alive in him. This passage also reminds us that we are saved by grace. That's in verse 5. Through faith, verse 8. If you're looking at your scripture, look at verse 6. It says, we are raised up in him and seated with him in the heavenly places. We were made in Christ. Our identity is to sit with him in glory. Verse 10, it says, we are his workmanship. Have you ever thought about the fact that God has made you his work of art and he seeks to use you for his kingdom? Because of Christ, we are included in the covenant promises that can be found in verse 13. We are brought near to God. We're given the opportunity for peace with one another and peace with God. And we're given citizenship in the people of God and in His kingdom. And finally, in the last verse, we're reminded that we are being built through Christ. Our identity is to be a dwelling place for God in the Spirit. So that's where I want us to land today, mindful of the fact that because of Christ Jesus our Lord, He has given us His Spirit, which dwells within us. And as you go through your day, I pray that the Spirit of the living God would remind you of His presence with you, would comfort you in the words of Jesus, would correct us, albeit gently, reminding us and changing us and transforming us, and ultimately that God would lead you by His Spirit today. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank You for this day. We thank You for this opportunity we have to read Your Word together, to be encouraged by it. I pray for my brothers and sisters, whatever they face today, that they would ultimately find their hope and their group in You. Each of us is seeking to belong in many different areas of life. Give us encouragement today that we have our identity in You. We're saved by grace through faith, and You have made us Your dwelling place. Holy Spirit, we ask that You would be our helper, our comforter, our advocate today. Jesus, we praise You for giving of Yourself so that we can be brought near to God and included in the covenant promises. Father, we pray for those in our midst who are dealing with health issues. Would You draw near to them by Your Spirit even now? We pray for those who are experiencing relational strife. Lord, we don't know what to do. We ask for Your help. And we continue to pray for those in our families who are not walking with You, Lord. Would You help them by the power of Your Spirit to be converted to people of faith who understand more fully what it is to walk in obedience to You, not for salvation, grace through faith, salvation, but because of the gravity of what You have done for us. May they and we live lives that honor You. We pray all this in Christ's name. Amen.